I leave about 10 o'clock from Nashville, National. I've got a breakfast with the preparation group. Rusk is coming down to New York tonight, and Tommy Thompson. And
well, then I better talk to you a little bit now.
All right.
These people that I've had dinner with, I'm on a pay phone.
Go ahead.
These people I've had dinner with, one of them just got in from Paris tonight. He is the executive vice president of Mobil Oil.
Yeah.
They have a 10% interest in Aramco. Some of their people were in attendance when yesterday morning Faisal of Saudi Arabia had a meeting with five or six of the foreign ministers, mm-hmm. including Syria, mm-hmm. Algeria, mm-hmm. Jordan, and Egypt. Mm-hmm. They tried, of course, to sell him a bill of goods.
Yeah.
We had sparked the Israelis that we were in the King Row.
Yeah, I read the report on that.
All that sort of thing.
I read the report on it. We got an intelligence report on it.
Faisal just laughed a moment.
Yeah.
Said it was a sheer nonsense.
That's right. Nonsense word he used.
Yeah. Now, the one thing that he is interested in, and that Kuwait is interested in, was that fifth item of yours in your statement of principles, namely territorial integrity.
Yeah.
Now, Brown mentioned that, George Brown, in his statement before UN. Mm-hmm. Arthur mentioned it too. But they think that it's got to have some emphasis in order to persuade these people over there that we mean business in that field.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a question of how far you go. Mm-hmm. I think you've got to be rather cautious about it.
Well, we've talked, talked to Kosygin about that specifically, and we don't think that the Israelis are at all interested in Syria boundaries.
Yeah.
We don't think they're interested in Egyptian boundaries.
Yeah.
The Jordan thing, we hope, is negotiable.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I asked them yesterday to encourage the King of Jordan to come on over here.
And Israelis have said, in effect, that they're not after this Syrian territory, Egyptian territory. They just want to live and let live, and they, I think, would be pretty willing to follow recommendations to give that back, get out of there.
Yeah.
But on Jordan, they hope that's negotiable, this little area there, that they hope that they can do it to satisfaction of the Jordanians themselves. And our people think they can.
Yeah.
I think that we have some chance on it. But anyway, I'm going to try to see what he can do. I don't think he can talk much from what I've been reading of his conversations and his cables and everything. I don't believe he's got much more authority to speak for the Soviet Union than Javits has for the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And I think they sent him off right when they were having this committee meeting. But we may be wrong, may not be. We just don't know. We're going to feel him out. But he was supposed to leave tonight, but he decided yesterday he put it off because he just almost had to see us. So we worked it out where he had to come down halfway. And we think that he wants to talk about, really, what kind of a world do we want to live in, and how far are we prepared to go with them, and stopping everybody else from fighting.
Yeah.
And if he's willing to do that, then we'll talk to him.
Yeah.
But I don't have much hope for it.
Is there any likelihood that a joint statement will be issued? Or is it completely off the record?
No, it's on the record. I don't know. It depends on what we agree on. But I would not think so. I would think out of this meeting we'd come and say that they made their viewpoint clear on Vietnam, so he can go back and tell them that he's against us on that.
Yeah.
And they made their viewpoint clear on the Arab world, and we'll have him say that. And I think we'll say that here's how we feel about it, and There'll be some disagreement, but we'll keep it as non-inflammatory as possible. And we're hoping that when he gets through talking to us, that he'll see that we're not going to gobble him up, and we realize that.